afternoon at last. It's actually almost good evening. 4:04 p.m. on February the 16th, a Thursday. I should be fixing supper now, but I didn't get my walk in today, and I thought I needed to do it. Today's been a difficult day. The younger daughter was homesick again. That's 4 days in a row. My wife was homesick again today. And today was the day that I got an offer from one of the major houses. Now, I've often said that if they wanted my stuff, particularly if they wanted to lock it up, it was going to cost a lot of money. So we've been in discussions for a couple of, actually a month or more now, and I've made it clear that I'm not anxious to sign a deal that is less than what I can do on my own. And we've talked about a bunch of things. I've talked to the senior editors on the phone, and I got the offer today for a six book deal for the existing share books and an option on any future work. The offer itself was extremely underwhelming when I looked at what they were asking. And that was when I thought the offer was for something on the order that the initial money offer was for per title for the six books. And when I really finally got down to the fine print and started adding up all of the pieces, I realized that their offer, which was marginal when multiplied by six, was actually the total for all six, at which point I was left somewhat breathless. And I spent a good part of the afternoon pondering. It's like, am I that far off? The reality is, in order to match the advance, and I don't expect the advance would earn out just because of the way they price books and the way they market books, in order for the advance, for me to do better than the advance, I'd only have to sell 1,000 units per title. Now, I do that the first few days of a new release. And right now, I'm probably still selling at the rate of about 1,000 units a year, even at 14, 15,000 sales rank. So the idea that I might consider this offer was, yeah. And the thing is that I'm pretty sure that what it is a reasonable offer from one of the majors. And the problem is, it is so laughably small that even when multiplied by six, I was on the fence as to whether or not it was acceptable. So it was a bit of a disappointment. I've turned down the deal, but it took a lot of today's mental capacity, a lot of today's energy to deal with this idea. I would be lying if I said it wasn't an attractive premise to be one of the initial authors in a new imprint for one of the major houses. That's certainly flattering. But flattery doesn't pay bills. And the bottom line was the bottom line. Hello.
Hello.
And unfortunately, the bottom line came up so desperately short that I wasn't even comfortable making a counteroffer. Six times the amount was not really enough. 10 times the amount is something that would have been perhaps more palatable if we could have come to some of the terms, some of the agreements on some of the other terms and rights that they wanted. This is just disappointing, I guess is the best way to describe it. It was exceptionally disappointing. A couple kids walking in front of me, moseying along across the street here so I can talk and walk. So, yeah, that was a wake-up call. I mean, I've always said, for a long time now, for at least a year, I've said I can't afford to be a successful mid-list author, a successful mid-list mainstream author, because they just don't make enough money. If I were to accept this deal, I'd have to find a job. It seems insane that would be the case, but the reality of it is that the amount of income offered from this deal isn't enough that I could continue to be a full-time writer. And that's with 6 books with a major house. So, yeah, that was a bit of a wake-up call for me. And I feel bad for the editor who spent so much time with me, talking to me, sounding me out. Very nice guy, very knowledgeable in the field. But making an offer that I can't even consider. Honestly, I was afraid of that. I was afraid that would happen when we first started talking, that they would make an offer that would be so patently absurd that it wouldn't fly. So when the offer came in this morning and I thought, well, that number times 6 per title, that's not bad. That's a bit over the average, isn't it? And then I realized that, no, actually it's a bit under average. It didn't come out to be even $5,000 per title. And at that, we've a no-go. We can't do that. It isn't going to fly. Anyway, that's what I'm thinking about mostly today. I spent some time last night working with some Moorhead students online in a webinar on the new media marketplace and the new media potentials. And so it was an interesting group. It was very small, which is kind of disappointing. It was only a half a dozen people who showed up for it. And I understand. It was 9 o'clock at night on a Wednesday night. And this is Bible Belt country. So many of them were tied up in church until at least 9 o'clock. And now there's the dog. This is why I go for a walk early in the day. I need to remind myself of this. Okay. So I'll either mute those down or clip them out or I'll do something with them. Anyway, the talk was pretty good. It was supposed to be an hour. I logged in at 6:30 instead of 7 my time. And remember, this is 9 o'clock Eastern time, so it was only 7 o'clock at my house. We went till about 8:30, so I was online for about 2 hours with them. It was interesting. Some of them had been listening to or reading Ravenwood as part of the class assignment. And I, thank the guy for buying a copy of Ravenwood, but if he'd got it on audio, he could have had it for free. And most of them apparently did do that. A couple of them said they liked the book. They liked the way the characters developed, which is good. That was nice. I said it was not required, but it was nice. It was an interesting way to spend a couple of hours talking to teachers about the new media landscape, a landscape which they still have very little clue about in spite of the fact of being educational technology students. I think I've mentioned this before, that the field is a little bit lacking. Anyway, so So tonight, in theory, is karate night. Elder daughter's supposed to go to karate around 7. I've reapproached the third act of that short story. I spent a good amount of time on that today, thinking about it, working on it, shaping it a bit. I think I've got a better handle on where I wanted to go and how I wanted to work. It's ironic to have a story about God and how to call it Deus Ex Machina now, but it was, there was stuff that was coming out of the woodwork at the end, and now that doesn't work. So I had to go back, and I looked it over, did a little research. Try not to let too much research get in the way of my story, but every once in a while, if you can tag it to something real, it makes it have a little more weight, a bit more gravitas. So that was kind of cool. I spent some time with that this morning while I was trying not to think about this deal, which is kind of a pain in the butt. So my phone is buzzing. I've just checked to make sure that the recording hasn't stopped. Occasionally when somebody sends me a voicemail or a text message or an email or something, it will interrupt the flow of the recording because the BlackBerry runs out of memory. And I'm trying to keep up with that, but I don't always succeed. Oh. It's a gorgeous afternoon out here. It's a little bit chilly. That breeze is a bit nippish. The thermometer said 45 when I left the house. I'm not 100% sure that it's really 45. That wind feels a lot colder. Of course, I'm walking straight into the breeze. I'm not sure what that's doing in terms of wind artifact in the earbud, but let's see. At any rate, so yeah, I was kind of counting on this deal coming through, but it would have been fun in a certain sense. It would have also been desperately disappointing in the long run, because the revenue streams that would come from it would be slow, small, and very disappointing when compared to what I'm able to do by myself. Now that seems really weird, but I've seen it before. I've heard other people talk about it, and it's just not something I can do. I keep trying to second guess myself, obviously, but I sent a declination already, so it's a done deal. I expect to get email back tomorrow asking for a follow-up call or something, but you know, it's like this isn't even within the realm of possibility. If I can sell 1,000 copies of the book on my own, I can make that much money. That's not a deal. That's a steal. I can't do it. So, yeah, that's apparently why we don't talk about contracts before we have contracts signed and delivered, because sometimes they don't work, and in this case, this one's definitely not going to work. So, let's see, I've got to get the Ravenwood 2 put together. This Zyphiria's call is calling to me. The amount of time I spent writing today was actually considerably more than I've spent for several days. I don't know how many words I wrote, because I deleted some, I added some, I deleted some, I added some. So I'm not going to bother with word counts or anything, but I'm liking the way the story is coming together. I wish I knew what I was going to do with it when it was done. That's an interesting question, because it is, it's not blasphemous, at least heretical. The notion that the Bible was written by the devil and not by God is probably going to earn me the approbation of a certain portion of my audience. So that's an interesting challenge. What do I do with a short story that is so problematic in terms of content? Now, I actually read the first chapter of it at Balticon a couple of years ago, And I heard back from several people of the Christian persuasion who thought that it was a crackerjack story, and they liked it a great deal. So maybe I'm overreacting or borrowing trouble. And the second piece I did read for Peachy Holyfield, Chewbacca-Con last summer, fall, whenever it was. And it was fairly well received, the second piece of it was fairly well received, and that was kind of problematic as well in terms of biblical teaching. I gotta get this piece done though. Perhaps I'll record it and send it off to Tony C. Smith, and maybe he'll put it in Starship Sofa or something. That would be cool. A sofa exclusive. See how that goes. It's cold enough, my nose is running. Geese are flying, must be coming up on sunset. Or somebody stirred them up off the pond. Either of those two things happens on a regular basis. The sunset at the end of the day, as it were, and stirring the geese up off the pond whenever somebody walks by and chucks a rock out onto the ice, which seems to happen with some degree of regularity. We have open water here, just to give you an idea of how warm it actually is here in terms of winter weather. The idea that in February there might be open water is such a foreign concept. And having it be open fresh water is even weirder. I mean, it's one thing to have sea ice not closing in the harbor, for example, in Portland. But here, to have fresh water in February is not unusual at all. So it's kind of like not winter. It doesn't seem cold enough. It doesn't seem harsh enough to be winter. Oh, yeah, I'm glad I took a walk. It's, would have been not a good thing for me to skip another day so soon after skipping 2 weeks, 2 days last week. I'm getting lazy in my old age. I don't want to do the walk. But I do feel better afterwards as a rule. This is not the kind of walk where I get my day organized in my mind and start out, but sort of a retrospective of what kind of crap the day has thrown me. And it's not over yet this day. I've got an engine warning light on the car coming home tonight, so I'll have to go take that in and have it checked tomorrow. I suspect it's nothing more serious than I'm about 1,000 miles overdue for an oil change. It can be finicky that way. My lock, it'll need a new engine or something. I would be par for the course. At any rate, walking by the park, most of the snow in the grassy areas has gone away. There's a little bit of it left, but not much. And the wind's not blowing right in my face, it doesn't feel quite so cold. Fancy that. Somewhere out there is my daughter. I wonder where.
Hello?
Hello? At any rate. Almost back, almost made it. One more day. Still disappointing. Oh well. Tomorrow has new opportunities coming, I'm sure. And I've made it to the back gate. Tomorrow, as I'm fond of saying, is another day. I'll talk to you then.